peel back the layers and reveal how the soup is cooked, how the sausage is made, the making of news with the Vice President of News for Rocky Mountain PBS and iNews, Laura Frank. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have
good morning, Laura.
In the house.
Good to be here.
I was reminded about what you do because of an upcoming health panel, which is being held at History Colorado, put on by Colorado Trust, about how some of the health equity stories are covered in America or in this area in particular. And, of course, the iNews investigative unit has been real busy on healthcare stories in Colorado.
We have, over the past several years, in fact. A few months ago, we released Untreated, looking at mental health in Colorado. Did you know that you're four times as likely to wind up in a prison bed as a psychiatric bed if you have mental illness in Colorado? And the implications of that for our state are great, as we know. And then before that, we did an in-depth report about disparity called Losing Ground. And that has been a story that has continued to resonate in the community. And a lot of that looked at health issues.
We know that the Colorado Black Roundtable is actually producing a series called Gaining Ground, looking at ways to try and turn the corner on some of those healthcare issues that you uncovered in that story.
That's been an amazing process to watch from a journalist's viewpoint. You know, I've been an investigative reporter for 20 plus years. I have never seen a community take a piece of investigative journalism and make it its own, like organizations like the Colorado Black Roundtable have had. September 26th, they're going to be having a statewide conference called Gaining Ground, as you mentioned, inviting people to come and talk about the solutions to some of the disparity that the Losing Ground report revealed.
One of them in the Losing Ground report was, child mortality. Birth rates.
Exactly. Infant mortality is something that we use all over the globe to as a measure, an indicator of overall health. Infant mortality is when a baby dies before he or she reaches the age of one, his or her first birthday. And we looked at infant mortality here in Colorado, and what we found was shocking. Latino babies are 63% more likely to die in their first year of life than Caucasian babies. And for African Americans, it was even more stark. Those babies were three times as likely to die in their first year of life. Put on top of that, Colorado used to be better than the national average, and now we're worse. There are some third world countries where infant mortality rates are not rising. They're actually getting better. But here in Colorado, the infant mortality rate for Latino babies is actually rising.
Laura Frank is Vice President for News at Rocky Mountain PBS and the iNews Investigative Network. She's speaking on Thursday at a session at History Colorado. It's put on by Colorado Trust on the health equity story and the telling of that story. Laura, just as we call it, making of sausage, how does the news get to us? In general, the news business is shrinking nationally, but over at Rocky Mountain PBS, you're actually trying to find more desk space, and you're hiring reporters.
We are. We have been hiring. It's a wonderful position to be in. But, you know, I have to say, when we're talking about disparity in matters of race and ethnicity, that's something that the news media could improve on as well. I think we're seeing some examples of that nationally. It's something that's very much on my mind. So if we can, let's take an opportunity this morning to talk a little bit about that. I would like to put out there that we are looking for interns to come to Rocky Mountain PBS and work with our investigative reporters. And we would particularly like to reach out to those students who are African American and Latino and interested in this kind of public service journalism.
Well, that means high school students with maybe who are making a little progress, who have worked on the school paper, or college students who are ready to. It's all about internships. That's what they say. You've got to have some internships to take the next step.
It is. That's the way this business works. It's the way so many businesses work. You really need to have some experience in the real world to be able to move forward. And we're at the point where we are ready to work with some bright young minds to do that.
Yeah, and it's changed too. You know, internships, an internship doesn't mean in a lot of ways what it was 30, 40 years ago, where it's pretty much, you know, bring the coffee.
You still have to make the coffee, though. And,
no, no, you don't at our shop. We can get our own coffee.
You do here at KUVO. I'm just saying.
And you got to find the cups, too. No, but my point is that in this day and age of so many ways to disseminate information, there's always, you have to hit the ground running. And you've got to be dedicated. You got to be serious about what you bring to the organization, because, you know, in all frankness, we're counting on you. You know, you've got something to do. You're going to learn something, but at the same time, you know, the work's got to get done.
That's right. And it's more important now than ever. I think, you know, we were talking earlier off air about what's happening in Ferguson there. And the Losing Ground report, I think, touched on some of, you said earlier, Carlos, what is festering, what is boiling under the surface. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of frustration out there. And the news media are one avenue that people can see what's happening and get reliable information. We need all people to be involved in news media. So it's important.
Telling the Health Equity Story is the topic of a panel at History Colorado. Joining you on that panel, documentary filmmaker Llewellyn Smith. It's Thursday at History Colorado. You can find out about healthcare equity issues in Colorado and this Thursday lunch panel by visiting online coloradotrust.org.
And I want to say, people who can't make it to History Colorado can watch it live streamed on their website. If you go to coloradotrust.org, you can register to be able to watch it live streamed for free.
coloradotrust.org. Laura Frank from Rocky Mountain PBS and iNews, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Laura. Good to see you.